And I didn't mind it at all. Don't shoot at me. I didn't say that.
Shots of love.
This nigga Cupid. Anywho.
That's why you get the pink on.
We'll address that in just a second. Mary, we all pull from the drawer podcast. We are back in this thing. I'm here with the brothers, you know what I'm saying? My gang, my guys, my loved ones, 2 3s. You know me as Jordan. Don't call me Jordan unless you building a never mind. Alright, to the left of me, I guess you got jealous, huh? Tell the truth.
Jealous of what?
Ryan getting called a strawberry last week.
No, I didn't get jealous. Why are you jealous?
Bruh, you definitely put on the same color.
I was cute, bro.
You were very handsome.
Thanks.
What he talking about? I don't know what he talking about.
What?
Jealousy is inspiration.
I just like pink. I just want to put it on. It had nothing to do with him, but he looked good in it, though.
Let me ask a question. Does he look like a chocolate covered strawberry? No.
No?
All right. To the left of me is my brother. The smartest man in the room, always the man that everyone loves the most, is Bob the Builder. Yep. Avery, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Jordan.
Hit it right there. I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, my man. All right, to the right of me is my brother, always, no matter what, always on 10. Ron's going on, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling, bro. Hey, I might have a new NBA team next year.
No. You're going to stay with that team.
And go Pacers.
Ride or die.
No matter what.
Y'all
Josh Hart.
Dante DiVincenzo.
And last but certainly not least, my cousin, everyone's favorite cousin, Mr. Spinneroonie himself, Cousin Wayne. What's going on?
Can you dig it, sucker? Hey. Oh, damn, man.
Hey, that was good.
Yes. I'm good, man.
Cash.
Yes. Hey, this, from the logo.
He got a tip on just there. Get to it.
I got it.
How you doing? Oh. Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, future girls, that's an edit point.
Please.
Don't worry about it. That'll be on Instagram by Tuesday.
I'm doing good, though, man. It is, you know, second week back. It's cool. It's great.
Still trying to get a swing of things.
Nah. It's still old, you know, same old
stuff. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, nah.
No?
More like going up in the mountains, you know? Just,
I don't know what
that's like. No. Look, go ahead. What that mean? Because I didn't get it.
I don't know what that's like.
I know you don't get it, but I mean, you do a lot of driving.
She said you ain't been in the mountain.
Hey.
Is it like that?
Yeah. More like Thomas the Train. You know? That's what I
do.
If you say it, I just want to know some more. Teletubbies, top tier. Hell yeah, big three, Inuyasha.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your big three and your top rankings of things are way different. So we're gonna have to have like a real discussion of where we rank certain things with you, but not today.
I wonder what your top five rappers.
No. We're not doing that today. He ain't doing
rappers?
No.
Come on, bro.
No.
I'm old school though, but you know.
Yeah. That's gonna be a topic.
Hey, we'll put that in the drawer. Don't worry about it. How was your week?
My week was great, man. Work was chill. Mm-hmm. What's wrong, man?
Nothing.
Shout out to all the people. If you got hit by the storm. Hey, I hope.
Definitely.
For sure.
Because those are
especially
bad.
Especially
I'm going to say this. I seen a lot of it today. Yeah.
The bridge.
A lot of trees down in Lebanon and power lines and somebody's car.
They can't get over, they can't avoid it.
They can't avoid it.
They don't duck or dodge.
I got the picture of a customer that I was supposed to serve. But I tell you, you just see mailbox and water. Sir. You don't see nothing else. It's done. No driveway, bro.
You serve me?
He can't leave the house.
Oh, I got you.
No can.
That's a valid question, though.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
I was only to slide, but he said serve, right? Hey, serve in the word I heard.
Wayne, don't worry about it.
Service?
You know, it's fine. Strike one. Okay. Strike one.
Am I up to bat?
I guess you're close. All right. I'm going to ask. Avery, how was your week, man?
Man, you know me, man. I was going to say the same thing as him about the people with the storms, man. But other than that, you know, my week was cool.
That's good, man. That's good.
Can I ask you a question, Avery?
Go ahead.
Do you feel like the smartest man in the room?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I heard a quote that said, if you feel like you're the smartest person in the room, you shouldn't be there because you can't learn anything. Mm. I feel like I know I can learn from all y'all.
I want to argue, but I'm not going to.
You could.
Hold it
back. You could definitely.
Hold you could.
Back. Just real quick.
Hold it.
But no, real fast.
Just real quick.
We got 5 minutes.
Back. I'm going to hold you back. That will release the beast. You feel me? You got to talk that talk, brother. Just come on with it.
Hold on.
Hold
you back. And then
I'm
going to remember, Mark. Hey, bro, hold me back. Hold me back. Yeah, you lucky. It's kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Producer Mary in the cuts. girlfriends in the cuts.
That's crazy.
This was a very interesting intro. I'm going to go ahead. I'll kick it off. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't.
I like the assertiveness, man.
Yeah, no, because I don't like the.
Yo, man. You got them sandwiches in there, man.
What he doing?
You went from half court to like doing layups and it just rolled off the rim.
Hey,
bro, man.
But what they say? When you turn into a bro man from fifth floor?
Hey.
Just chilling,
man. Oh, just okay. Dreaming about sandwiches, you know. It's hard, man.
I'm gonna go ahead and read this topic, man. Also, shout out to all our viewership, YouTube. What's wrong with you, man? Shout out to our YouTube viewership, all our DSP listenership, Apple, Spotify.
Definitely, we appreciate y'all.
All y'all, man, and especially in the different countries too. I'm looking.
Hey, you know, I'm konnichiwa. You feel me?
Wee wee.
Yeah, you feel me?
I didn't fuck with each other again. See,
this is like
Hey, what they say?
You got 12 seams on the ball. Yeah,
now spend it to get it right.
Okay. All right. Give me a rugby ball. I'm gonna knock you out.
You're a cricket player, ain't you? What are you talking about, man?
You gotta play Dutch.
Please reach out.
Yeah. Hey, man. Like, you went to 5 different characters in 5 minutes. Like, what are you doing? All right. This one says, you know what I'm saying? We just, you know. the talk of the town, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whole week, man. We was here last week when, you know, we heard some things. Then Saturday, we heard some more things. Then Sunday, we heard some more things.
That shit happened so fast, though.
Yeah, this is probably, let's just recap this Kendrick and Drake beef. We'll go through the ratings of what we give it, and we'll say who our winner was, and then we'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
Well, we'll rank this in hip-hop beefs, and then we'll leave it alone. We'll never discuss this ever again.
I mean,
No?
You already know mine.
All right, well, let's start with you.
Yeah.
You want to start from the beginning? Mind you, people, some of y'all are going to be mad because, like, my ring is going to be a little different. I'm not counting first-person shooter, and I'm not counting like that. Those are not diss songs to me.
I agree.
I feel like it's just like a regular song.
Yeah, I'm not counting those. Are you counting those?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure y'all on the
same. I've been told you, I like solos. All right.
Well, go ahead. Kick us off.
Oh, okay.
Got you, because I wrote mine down, so I was
kidding. Yeah, appreciate it.
Are you prepared?
I
like that.
I'm going to tell you like this. I listened to...
Okay, never mind. Shut up.
I listened to all these multiple times, like probably like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So I'm just jump right in it. So first of all, I'm gonna start with Drake.
Okay.
I like push-ups.
Okay.
Are we rating these with numbs or just?
Yeah, rating with numbs.
Okay. People are gonna be mad at me. I really don't care. It's my opinion, but you know, y'all be alright.
How you talk about it?
So push-ups, I gave it a 9, and the reason why I said it's a great response to just more than Kendrick. Plus, the tease he had on the end of it, I liked it. How he was like, "Hey, don't trying to keep it PG. Don't play with me." Mm-hmm. TaylorMade, I gave it a 7.
Okay.
Because I did not like AI. Like, I realized people tried to put a spin saying, you know, they talk about how he got ghost right, so he got ghosts to talk. I'm like, eh, whatever. I ain't feeling it. But yeah.
That's new versus hard though.
It was.
Okay.
I like, go ahead.
Wayne got a question for you.
You didn't like the creativity of the,
I just didn't like the AI.
Hey, by the way, before you continue, mm-hmm. Avery, you gotta be a little subjective here. We're painting to a whole audience. You gotta be a little subjective.
Yeah, you can't be.
We
like
know what side you on, but you gotta be a little subjective. You gotta give me a little pushback. Just a little bit.
Okay.
That's why I said this multiple times. I'm like,
even if like you know.
Yeah, even if we know how you really feel. Just you know what I'm saying, for the audience. You know
yeah.
Keep it 100, but you know.
How you gonna know?
I can't wait.
You go next.
Yeah, we'll
So then, family members. I said members. Mm-hmm. Family matters.
Okay.
I like this.
I'm gonna tell you what I wrote. I put 10, and then I put in parentheses body. That was a body. No more explanation needed. And then the heart part 6. I'm gonna be honest with you. I gave it a 6 because it's really not a great song. In my opinion, I was like, it was a little lackluster to me.
Okay.
Is that going off of it's becoming, because it was a response and how it was structured as a response?
Is it the sound?
Because he was basically, okay, it's the sound more
that
than
too,
the voice.
But it kind of, it felt like a defense more than a diss, which. Yeah,
he was defending his allegations.
But the song just wasn't made great to
it
me.
It didn't do nothing for you.
Yeah, it was like, okay.
That's cool.
So he got that. Kendrick, on the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I looked at the whole totality. I'm going to tell you like this. Some of y'all are looking too deep off into it. But anywho, Euphoria.
What Kendrick's supposed to do?
We're going to get to it.
Okay.
Euphoria, I gave it a 9 because it was a great, great, great response.
For sure.
I told you, he was on the clock.
For sure.
I didn't like the, I think it was the first beat. I can't remember, but it was one of the beats I really didn't like. So I was like, you got the second?
Second beat, terrible.
It's one of them. I have to go back and listen to it. It might be.
No, it's the third. The third one for me was.
That's what we both said.
Yeah, the third one for me just wasn't it.
But I.
Oh, shit. It was third one.
That's what I said. I had to listen to it again. My fault. So, Meet the Grams, I gave it a 6 because he got baited. Once you get baited into rapping about something,
It's yours. My fault.
For the same reason of the heart part 6, I just didn't like it wasn't a great song.
It's not a great listen.
That. Yeah. Like, think about when we listened to it, was like.
When we was listening here and I was reflecting, I was like, damn, our energy was so high from Family Matters. And then we turned that on and the energy just got so dark.
It was like,
I don't want it to be that dark. Like, I'd rather hit him up before,
Cause him up, come on, you gonna get high.
I like high energy this song. That's what I realized throughout this.
It has to be, that's what I say, it has to be a great song.
Yeah. Cool.
So then 6:16 in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a 7 because while it is a great song, I like the beat. A lot of people was talking about beats. I like the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I felt it was super esoteric, which is like you have to. So many people are gonna break it down so many different ways. It's like you can't even get to.
The room, I hear that.
Hey, bro. Live up to your name. Live up to your name.
Anywho,
make mama proud.
Hey, you know, y'all look that word up. Yeah. But anyway,
I'm not a speller, so I can't. But
we should start doing like words of the week.
Should.
Yeah. Words of the week. I'm a teacher.
You might be.
I used to be though.
You teach me. Yeah, you teach me all the time. Learn stuff from you every time I'm around you.
I'm gonna get back to this. And then Not Like Us is a great song. I had one issue, and it really. I was waiting on it. It's a great song. What I didn't like when I listened to it probably like the third or fourth time is when he started name dropping people, and when he started doing that, saying 2 Chainz and Quavo, I'm like,
I can't wait to get to my point.
It's like, why are you trying to bring other people into it? So then Drake got to respond and them didn't respond. It's like, you can't fight your battles on yourself. Yeah. So in total, I have Drake up in the Edge because Drake has better songs. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, Kendrick not only repeated a lot of stuff that Pusha T said, he trying to bring other people with him. That's all I got.
So you got Drake.
I got Drake.
If the beef was over right now,
I got Drake. It's not by a whole lot, but Drake definitely went. Family Matters was like one.
So out of all of them, you had Family Matters as number one.
With the video and everything, creativity, yeah, definitely.
Cousin.
How you doing?
Cousin.
My man.
Yes, Lord.
Break it down for us.
Yeah,
if you want to break it down,
in your opinion, because people gonna be mad at you, regardless.
Hey, it is what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I'm just living life. you know, I'm gonna take Drake because me personally, he came with everything, you know, and I'm gonna say this. With Kendrick, like I said, he was, you know, repeating himself multiple times.
One more thing, too. He didn't respond to anything against him.
No, he didn't.
That's another
thing. He didn't.
I'm safe.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay.
I'm talking
about the end. He didn't respond to, you know, most of the stuff that Drake said about him. And I kind of felt like, he could have did a little bit more. But... I just couldn't relate to it. That's just how it was.
Is that a little bias, or you just?
I mean, I'll be honest, yeah, and slight no.
You ain't never whipped somebody's ass while God was watching, so you have to hide the Bible.
So one thing I do want to say is and I guess regarding the Meet the Gram song. Mm-hmm. So me and Wayne had a conversation with another individual who was speaking. It kind of goes with your point, and it's
who,
just.
Hold on, come on. Who's the individual?
Oh, you want to say his name?
Yeah, that's what I
asked
for.
That's true.
You want to say his name?
I was thinking, you know me.
I'll say his name.
I'll say his name.
That's his job.
My Lord, I will say it.
Me and Wayne were having a conversation with.
My brother.
One of the arguments that was making was saying that. The
letter,
yeah. So he was saying part of why he thinks Kendrick won is the Meet the Gram song was a letter to his entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He thinks he won.
Correct.
That's surprising coming from him.
You know what's almost surprising? He said that he thinks that that's a top 5 diss song ever.
Ever?
Which, he said ever, and plus he said of all time.
So.
Keep now, that in mind.
I personally didn't like the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listening to it, I don't care for that much for the song. What's being talked about, I really don't care for it. But from his perspective, he was saying, what was he saying? He was saying, like, the fact that he was saying all these things, like addressing the dad and the mom and the son and all that stuff. But, it's the totality of what he was saying and how he was saying it was super intricate and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Personally, I disagree, and I take the Meet the Grahams completely out only because Meet the Grahams was based off of an incorrect narrative to begin with.
Yeah.
So I can't.
I know you're saying something about the daughter and all right. that stuff, but
if yeah. I was rating the song, even though I don't like it, I'd probably give it a 7 after listening to it again because of what was being said. Even though I don't like the things being regurgitated and all that good stuff, I don't really care. Like, is it the same thing in 3 different songs? I don't want to listen to that. I do think that his wordplay was really good, and I think the way that it was creativity to like talk to each member of his family, I think that was actually pretty creative. However, I'll disagree with you. I think using the AI and TaylorMade was super creative. I think that was probably the most creative song that was put out, personally. I think, even though I think some people can say like they don't like the AI and stuff like that, I think the way that he used it...
That was a nice move.
It was really creative to do that. And to have, you know, I think in the same vein where you feel like I think it's a good idea for Kendrick to talk to each member of Drake's family. I think it's a good idea to have, you know, OGs talking to Kendrick in the same vein. I think that's a super creative thing to try to do, especially rapping from like, you sound like
Drake. It was kind of like he was trying to like, you know, use the OG, you know, term to put him in his place.
Like what Snoop said, nephew.
Yeah.
And I like that.
It was almost like a conversation.
It was like we're sitting down.
Basically, sitting the youngster down and, you know, teaching them game type shit.
Which is
like,
the same thing Kendrick did in the Meet the Graham song, which is why I'm going to kind of rate them kind of on the same level. If I'm rating the other songs, I would say that I agree with you. I think Family Matters was the best song that's come out.
By far?
Yes, by far. I think the song itself was amazing. What was being said was fantastic. And then to have visual... kind of just takes it over the top.
Be honest with you. I looked in your face when we was watching it. You were.
I was hype. Hype.
And he said, where's your uncle at?
I'm going to pick the man in the house. Bro, I said, come on, man. And
to the fact that you talking because he said what he said about his uncle.
Yeah, man, but I just I like how he layered all the stuff on there.
That is crazy.
Body.
Yeah. To not sounding biased, I think the next two songs are probably Not Like Us, and I think it is Euphoria. I would put Euphoria over Not Like Us, even though I personally like Push Ups, probably the third best song. But if we're talking, but I'm also a little bit biased. I don't really like West Coast beats like that. So when I heard Not Like Us, I was like, and then the way that he was, it wasn't doing a whole lot for me. But I understand why people like
want to get up with Comp.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't for me, but I get it. After that, it's probably 6:16. I'm not a fan of that. So I honestly would probably give it a tie if I kept Meet the Grahams in. Personally, but the thing that I don't like is, again, I don't like that Kendrick didn't address any of the allegations that were at him, where Drake made an entire song addressing the allegations, like the first half of the song, and then taking more shots during the song as well. Even though I really didn't like the I'm too famous to...
Yeah.
That line was bad. He shouldn't have put that in there, but if I'm rating it, I would probably give Drake the slight edge because I'm taking Meet the Grahams out of the rotation.
Jordan.
Oh, shit.
Me.
All right. Well, play your cards right, player.
Right. You got to play your cards right.
You've been out here waiting.
Anxiously.
So, you know, last episode, we talked about it a little bit. Last episode, all we got was we had the push-ups, TaylorMade.
We got
Euphoria. We got to Meet the Grahams.
No.
That came because we got...
That came after.
You're right. We only had Euphoria, LA 6:16, push-ups, and TaylorMade Freestyle.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So, I'll recap on all of it. Start off with push-ups. I thought this was a great punch and see what's out there type of record.
Yeah.
I'm addressing the field... But I'm really targeting you, but I'm addressing the rest of the field, though, just to let y'all know that y'all can't play with me either. I gave push-ups a 7. I thought it was very good. TaylorMade Freestyle, I gave it a 7.5. I also thought it was very creative. I liked the fact that the rumors is, oh no, that was Push Ups is AI. That ain't Drake. That wasn't Drake. Why he ain't claim it? And then he comes back with an actual using AI on a song to diss his opponent. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very clever. However, I take a little points back just off of how the rest of the beef transpired. Let me tell you why. I gave Euphoria 8. I thought it was a great response. I thought Kendrick was direct. I thought he was up front. He was on the attack. He did what he needed to do as a good response to those two records. And then he doubled back with LA 616. And I gave that a 6. I gave that 7.5. And I thought that it was a good response. It was a great beat. He did good rapping. I didn't agree with everything he said in there. So I guess that's why it's not as high as Euphoria. But I also like the fact that he came back so quickly and he doubled back. And I think that's why I cut down TaylorMade, because you was telling him, like, nah, you can't duck this one. We waiting on you. Like, where you at? Like, come on. You wanted this. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years. Like, let's go. Now he came back, and now you looking like now you on the defense when you was on the offense. So,
so you like the beat? Y'all both like the beat to that song?
LA 668? Like, yeah. It.
You like the beat to that song?
He's trying to remember.
That's the Al Green one.
Yeah. I love that.
The one with the Maybach glove and all that on the cover? That's.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to switch it up, though. You know.
But. I'm glad he didn't.
No, I like that beat. But you know, I'm a Rockefeller baby. Yeah, so I love Soul Samples.
Yeah,
Kanye, Just Blaze head. Like, I love Soul Samples. So you get that, I'm going to love it. That was the first round. Those two songs versus those two songs was the first round to me. I edged it to Dot. I thought that was a great first round. I think the second round was Family Matters versus Meet the Grams. I had Family Matters at a 9.2. I thought, like the rest of the field, that was the best song of this whole beef. That was just a
body.
Yeah. That was just a great record.
It's a great record.
Those are three great songs. Very direct. Very intuitive. He said what he wanted to say. He got his message across. Very creative of doing it with a video. And putting the hidden messages in the video as well. I thought it was very calculated, very executed very well by Drake. I thought that was great. Meet the Grams, I thought was a good record. It was a good record. It just...
Do you think it actually hit?
It's like trying to put a rap beat on spoken word.
Yeah.
So I'm not with the rest of social media, how y'all was hyping it up. Oh, Meet the Gram stepped on Family. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I saw that. That was weird.
I'm not with that. I can easily go back to a song.
Could you say they was biased on that?
Definitely.
Well, of course. And I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to get to that in just a second. I don't think it stepped on it. And everything that was in that song, I just didn't like, because we know that, like, bro, like, certain things you can't reuse from another rapper's perspective and not come to. If Pusha T comes with "You're Hiding a Child" and then shows proof of him hiding a child, like, you had an Adidas line coming out named after him. I know this information. And then it comes out to be true. Oh, you get a 10. Good job.
But real quick, he went at a new angle, though, and used it for
stop
his daughter.
Bro. Hey, bro, stop.
I'm just saying. That's what they say.
And if he goes at a new angle, then you have to do the exact same thing. You have to come out and say, hey, this is where this information is coming from. I know that you're hiding it. And let the cards play out how it play out. But that didn't happen because... allegedly, he got baited, which I think is very true. So, I think he did. Second round, I got Family Matters winning that, so it's 1-1. I think Drake cleared the second round. So, it's 1-1 going into the third, which is Not Like Us versus The Heart Part 6.
We know. We know.
Not Like Us, man. I'm going to be honest, bro. That's a bop. That is a bop. You turn that mother... Hey, bro. Mustard, I didn't know that you hated Drake like that. I didn't know. But, boy, you hate Drake. To give Kendrick Lamar that type of beat, boy, you hate that man. And I don't know why you hate that man. I don't know what he did to you, what he's done wrong for you, what songs that he told you that he wasn't going to clear for your album or whatever the case may be. But I can tell that you hate that man. Somebody said, like, oh, no, he just riding for the West. No. Certain beats you can send to somebody that you just riding. Hey, I got a little. Take that.
You got that.
Kendrick said, you went in your Falcon and said, hey, Doc, I got one. Okay. Hold on. How'd that sound? Yeah, let me send that to him. You hate that man. You hate that boy. I don't know why you hate that boy. Well, I got a theory. I'm going to say it afterwards. But okay. You hate that boy. But that's a bop. I know you don't like it. I know. But that is a bop.
I don't really, I mean, biasly, I don't really listen. I mean, West Coast rappers, well, I listen to
Drew. Yeah, that's true. I feel that.
I listen to Nip. But
trying to strike a chord, but it might be an A minor. How he constructed that whole sequence of... Oh man!
Can I ask a question?
So, 69 guy
in this in the conversation.
Freaky ass boy. 69 guy. Freaky ass boy. No. 69 guy. Freaky ass boy.
I was told to in this conversation me and Wayne were having with. I was told that song quality does not matter.
No, that's cap.
And I asked, why is that the case?
Yeah, I got no reason.
That's cap. If we're not battle rappers. Then I think if we're battle rappers, it's strictly about what's being said, which I understand. But if song quality matters, if song quality doesn't matter, I feel like there's no way that two artists going against each other, song quality can matter.
Personally. My only pushback would that be, if that's the case, then they should rap Acapella.
That's what I'm saying. If that's the case, they should have made songs.
If this was only about bars, it was only about bars, Kendrick wouldn't give you four different type of songs. He gave you four different type of songs.
He did. Only two.
Drake gave you two different type of songs. Really three. You didn't say three. But if it wasn't about the song quality, they wouldn't have did that. It's about it. It has to be about it.
Song quality doesn't matter?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, he said that the way the song sounds doesn't matter. It's about what's being said.
No, that's
I don't agree.
That's in his terms.
Yeah, I can't even but think of
that. I didn't agree when he said that.
Did he give an example of like what beef like that he like alluded to? That
no, he just went straight to like talking about the letter thing, like phase that he did with on Drake and the family. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well,
that was his.
And that's here.
That's why he said that he thinks that Kendrick. But
I'm not mad at the opinion. It's a different opinion, which is fine. I just it's interesting because. Probably other people have the same opinion.
I would like to hear an example, though. Because, like...
Yeah, I'm going to say, you got to allude to something. Like, show me, like, where that happened
before. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that's what he said in his opinion.
Actually, I'll tell you what, I got a great example. You can listen to this. The diss... Hear me out. The diss that Soulja Boy did to Bow Wow, if you go listen to that, the quality on that is horrible. No. I'm just saying. Hear me out, though.
That's crazy.
It's quality. If you don't listen to it.
Dog. Let me out.
If you go listen to it, you're going to be like, he tried to diss him, but the quality is... Just go listen to it. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's the only example I can think of.
I'm not going to listen to no Soulja Boy diss song to Bow Wow. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
so
it.
Somebody watch.
No,
we
don't want to hear that.
I'm going to finish my rating.
Okay,
yeah, go ahead. But
Drake.
I didn't finish it.
Okay, go ahead.
So, like I said, Not Like Us is a... That's a bop.
It's a bop.
But I do like the response of the hard part. Since I like with the idea of, okay, you did a timestamp. Let me get in your bag. And the flip of Aretha Franklin. You got your proof.
I love that.
That's fire, bro.
I love that. I like that. Because my whole thing is, you're saying allegations about me.
Yeah, he's responding to
it. You got to prove it. You got to prove
it. Exactly what he addressed.
But the thing is,
Kendrick still didn't do it.
And he didn't defend himself either.
He didn't. At all.
I think that was smart.
Oh, who? Wait, who?
I think that was smart.
Kendrick did?
I think that was smart of Kendrick. Instead of me addressing anything, I'm not going to address the woman beater. I'm not going to address the day free. I'm not going to address none of that. I'm just going to keep on throwing allegations at you because I know I can tell in the world that there's more people that are not my fans, but they hate you more.
Correct.
That's not even like Kendrick.
I get that.
We have a friend that don't like it. I know. If you ask him to drop his Apple replay last, Kendrick probably wouldn't even have 10 hours. But you don't like Drake that much that you're going to root for Kendrick. So
that's weird.
But that's how people weird.
If I'm Kendrick and I know that, oh, well, I ain't really got to prove this. Let me just make this a catchy tune. 69 guy, you're a freaky ass. Oh, easy. This a layup. This a layup. I ain't got to prove nothing.
And you miss.
People didn't say that.
I don't know.
People didn't say that, though.
If you get 13 million streams in a day, you ain't missing that.
I'm not going to say you miss.
You ain't missing that much, brother.
That's far from a miss.
You ain't missing.
I mean, he drops every 4 years. So like, he did miss. J. Cole told me. That's you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I can divide. You know what I'm saying? Like,
leave him alone.
Shout out J. Cole.
He's on the beach right now.
Which
is crazy.
People were talking about it.
Why are you out there with a laptop in hand? I'm sorry. No, we're getting sidetracked. Let me finish. All right, so I think Kendrick.
He had a radar on that
guy. It said it's the search and destroy.
Hey, the bomb has been planted. He says.
What are you doing, man? You bow out of a beach and go to the beach with a laptop and big ass head, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, we got that contact.
Like, come on, good. So, anyways, I got Dot winning by a slight edge just because that Not Like Us is very catchy. And I think that he was smart enough to say, I'm not addressing anything. You can say whatever. They're not going to expect me to answer like they're going to expect you to answer. So, I think that was smart on his part. Okay. I really do. But I also give a kudos to Drake because I can tell. I don't know if y'all can tell. I don't know how y'all pay attention to it, but I really pay attention. I can see how the rap media heads and how the bigger heads in the music industry, they're rooting for Kendrick.
Correct.
Yeah, because they would... Just talking about Drake these years.
That's what I mean. Like,
Jack Dorsey's not coming out of anywhere just to root for Kendrick on Twitter.
Jack Dorsey?
It's weird.
It's like, weird, bro.
People really want to get Drake up out of here.
They want to get Drake out of here, bro.
They really want to get him up out of here.
LA.
I don't think it's just L.A. That Drake had an immense amount of power in a chokehold on the music industry, so... Now that there's an opportunity
to change armor,
just like it was an opportunity with Meek. Hey, go get him, go get him. Meek just couldn't do it. Hey, Push, go get him. He just couldn't do it. So now it's Kendrick, and Kendrick's able enough to.
People gonna go right back to Drake,
and that's my problem.
I never left.
And that's my problem.
I'm not leaving
because it's a hype train. It's like, yeah, we hate Drake. And then as soon as that died down, guess what? Drake is going back up.
Another guy's playing, and everybody
gonna bump
wishing it. It's gonna be right back. But I do think that Kendrick won in this. I don't think it's over though.
I hope it's over. To be honest with you,
I don't think so.
I don't think
Drake is over it. I don't think he's over it. The pettiness. Of him, he don't like to chatter. He don't like to talk. He's really just taking like some time. But I think that
I don't think he's gonna drop like a whole nother song though. To be honest,
so he's gonna take shots.
I think he'll take shots, but I don't think he's gonna drop another song.
There's gonna be another video.
Nah.
I don't think there's a reason to drop another song at this point.
There's gonna be a video. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
But you think it's over?
Yeah, I don't think...
It's clear that K-Dot and his team think it's over.
Yeah, I think it's over. I don't think there's going to be anything else that comes out about it. Unless...
Like I said...
You know.
Anything can happen. You know Drake.
You think it's over?
You know Drake, though. Drake come at anything. It don't matter.
Hey, a little subjectiveness. A little subjectiveness.
I just don't want to hear like five I more said, records of this stuff.
This is what I was thinking. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool. It was hidden, but like,
I wouldn't mind one more from each of them.
But I think Drake is going to come, and he's going to come with a bop. And that's the only reason why. Let me tell y'all why. Let me tell y'all why. Because I've seen this. I've seen this today. And I know he don't like it. I know. If I've seen it, I know he's seen it. You know Daylight, the battle rapper.
I do.
You know.
Yeah, one tattoo on face.
Yeah.
Battle rapper. Yep.
Daylight was in a party last night in L.A., of course.
He was.
He's from L.A.
Wearing black.
He was. And he was dancing while the DJ was playing Not Like Us. And guess who just so happened to be in his background while he was dancing?
Was that LeBron?
It was LeBron
James. LeBron James.
LeBron James. Now, if I call you my brother, hold on. If I call you my brother, and my last beef, I even came to your platform and told you, bro, I was trying to make the best decisions. I even hit you up personally, make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't making the wrong steps. And then I get on my phone, and I see you dancing to a nigga calling me a pedophile. Oh, no, something's a problem.
You know,
there's an issue.
Your GOAT is a front runner, bro. I hope you know that.
Is it a front runner? Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
I just don't like that. If you call me your brother, and then a nigga's calling me a pedophile, and you're dancing to it in the club.
That's nasty.
I ain't gonna lie. If it was me, I'll personally be, if Ryan was dancing to a song of a nigga calling me something that you know I'm not, I'm gonna be first, like, bro, like, what you doing?
He was getting down. He was dancing.
He was jigging.
Yeah.
That nigga from Akron. That's from Akron. Why you acting like that?
He felt it. He was like, yeah.
Why are you acting like that?
I don't know. Runner. When I seen that, I was...
That's your goal.
What the f*** you doing?
Yeah. So, I think that's the reason why. It's the fact that, like, nah, y'all ain't gonna...
But, like I said, Drake gonna come back with something. He gonna say something.
I think it's gonna be a bop.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be a full... I agree with you. I don't think it's gonna be a full-out diss song, but he's gonna come back with something. It's gonna be little innuendos, but it's gonna be a bop.
Yeah, I think it could be subliminal, but like...
Yeah, it's gonna be a smash, though.
If we're talking about, like, making, like, another song, like, to keep this beat going,
I don't think so.
I think it's over.
Yeah, I think it's over, and I think, in my personal opinion, I think Kendrick's, like, itch, but y'all got Trent, so... That's cool, man.
I haven't even... I only pick Drake because I've taken Meet the Grims out.
I just don't... There's no daughter, bro. Like, come on,
That's why I take it out, because I
told you my piece.
But that's just me. Right. Personally. You know what I'm saying?
Do me a favor. Me and you said it in a while. Do me a favor, bro. Poof in the jar.
Yeah, I'll poof in the jar.
Please. Please. Let me see ya. I don't like the flip, though. The proven flip is... Ooh, that's fire.
Yeah,
that's
fire,
that's fire, bro.
Hey, I like that.
Read that topic, man. We ain't worried about nobody calling us while we pieing. Feel me? Got a job to do.
We gonna have that talk tomorrow, though, about what you posted.
69 yeah. guy, you a freaky ass boy.
Anywho, so this is Gilly telling young men to pray for jail.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, can you give us backstory?
Yeah, I'm gonna add to it. So, basically, I ain't gonna go through the whole thing. Basically, Gilly was saying in the video that when these young guys are that are doing illegal things, they're in the streets, to whenever they do pray for jail. Now, a lot of people took that as, why not just tell them to not do crime? Makes sense.
It's a logical thing to say. Yeah, I guess.
It is. Yeah. But what he was saying is like...
I feel like we're kind of past that point, though.
thank you. Thank you, though. Mary. Thank you. Because that's the point. Because Mary. He's saying... Well, I know they're going to do, you know, what they're going to do. Yeah. So I'm not going to tell them to not do, because they ain't going to listen nowhere.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, hey, y'all need to pray for jail, because what you're doing is going to lead probably to the graveyard. So if you go to jail, you at least get that chance to turn your life around, at least. That's what I got from it. What y'all think?
Because
sometimes it's more dangerous to try to lead a life that you in than, you know.
Hey, bro, how are you going to tell me to go get a job that ain't never had a job?
Yeah, because I'm just saying, a lot of people actually be around there a lot in their lifetime.
That's what they grew up and know.
And they just grew up and that's all they knew. You know, shout out to, you know, Chirac. They know. They been through it.
I'm not giving that a shout out.
I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
I get what you're saying, though.
That's how they brought up. They did that. North Memphis. They was like that, too.
Chirac was like that,
too. Not even North Memphis. All Memphis. South Memphis, too.
Yeah, even the suburbs.
No, I get it. I didn't even do it though.
I'm waiting on them.
I hear what you're saying, but it's just a different scale is all.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure most of those people that did that,
they had a choice.
They went to school. They graduated. They chose that.
They had a choice.
Yep.
This is for people that, you know, like you said, they grew up into it. So it ain't just a, hey, get out of the street. Because then it's like, well, what am I going to do then? Go get a job?
That's the thing, too.
If you get a job, you never know what they're going to do.
I'm going to be working on the clock and not at their job.
Slanging.
But that's the thing.
That's what we're doing.
If you go up.
Slanging them buckets of chickens. You feel me? I'm just saying. Just throw it out there.
You were saying, Ryan?
Go ahead.
Slinging the what?
Slinging the buckets and chickens.
Because he got a job at KFC.
Like KFC?
But he's slinging the chickens too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You come through the drive thru, say, I want a, you know what I'm saying, yeah. A piece, but I want the extra size. That's the code word. When you say the extra size, now he know he got to go get it from the back, put it in the bag for you. You know what I'm saying?
You're serving out the window.
Yeah. You think you thought that eating? Oh,
yeah.
He like K-Dot?
Absolutely.
He like K-Dot right now?
Hey.
Triple entendres?
It's level. Quadruple. It's level.
The same, man.
Like hey, bro, that's how I am like, too. I'm sorry. I ain't want to get back to the old time. 616 means this. They put up, like, 18 different scriptures in the Bible from 616, bro. Which one is it?
Like, that's why I said.
Come on, bro.
Some people just.
Come on, bro.
Deep. That's why they went too deep.
Come on, bro. Because Tupac was born, and then Father's Day, and
Kendrick
then,
sitting, he
and
like,
then on that day, OJ shot somebody, but then he got shot, and then shut up.
No, tell them that.
Shut up.
He don't mean shut up. Truthfully, not all of y'all.
Just the bias.
Most of y'all.
Some of y'all not real Kendrick fans, bro. Like for real, like.
No, y'all just jumping.
I'm sorry.
You know, I ain't gonna say the word. I had to.
Back to the.
To get back on the topic. I think it's difficult if you grow up in an environment, right? If you grow up in a specific environment, if you don't know an alternative route. I don't know how you could think to take an alternative route if you're not aware that there's an alternative route to go. Because you got to think, most of these people that are on the street, like, for some of them, it's like a pride thing to be even a part of that stuff. Like, fortunately, I'm not in that environment. So, like, I'm fortunate that I could be here right now. But some people don't grow up that way. So, like.
I thank God that everybody in this room is not like that. And I love y'all for that. Keep doing what you're doing.
When you see certain things, you stay away from.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing.
But Andre 3000 had a good quote that I thought was very good. He said, in this one tone, he said, the teacher's yelling, selling is sin. But so is telling young men that selling is a sin if you don't offer new ways to win. So I think that's a good, like, quotable of what we see in a day-to-day aspect. You can't tell these kids not to do street things or not to get involved with illegal activities if you don't provide a new way to get to that avenue that they want to go. Mm-hmm. If you don't tell them that how to channel their anger, you can't tell them that picking up a gun and going to handle something is the wrong thing. You have to give them another option to do something.
Because they don't know.
The only option they see is, oh, my cousin did that. Let me go do it, too. Hey. My brother did that. My uncle did that. They locked up. One of them did. Mm-hmm. But they did that, so let me go. You know what I'm saying?
So, I
agree, bro. Nobody in this room has ever walked down that path and did any of that.
I'm telling you, man, I commend that.
We're blessed.
And you still got
position,
people
bro.
To this day.
Just say no.
Still act like they gangster, but they not gangster. You feel me? Just saying. Shut up. Sit down. Read a book.
Okay. Because we all innocent.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a funny guy.
Wait a minute.
He's a funny guy.
Wait. What do you mean?
I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So y'all think jail is like, obviously we know not all jail.
It's a particular space. You get three hots in the car.
Nah, but as far as reform is
for
what
real?
I'm saying.
Like, why are you laughing? You get fed, you got a place to lay your head. It's you get recreational time.
Jordan. It's how fast you responded.
Is what I'm saying. I ain't talking about all that.
Iron people don't want reform. So put them in a place where they can
so quick on
be able to enjoy their environment.
Yeah.
You know the thing.
Why you respond so quick?
Hold on, come out. Some niggas like to be around niggas. So put them in an environment where they can be around niggas. And they need some discipline, so put them in that structure where they can get some discipline forcibly. And they can get fed, because a lot of them, they act like they get money, but they broke. They ain't eating. So now you getting,
well, I mean,
now you getting fed. Now you got a place to lay your head. You ain't on somebody's couch.
It really.
Bumming from house to house.
You think about it. Jail nowadays, man, it's like a playground.
Bro, they get an iPad. They get laptops. Got phones.
PS5.
They go live on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? They rapping
playing
for
Madden. Making bets.
Like, at this point, it's a vocational school. at this point, like, how much is it helping and how much is hurting? Hey, I agree 1,000% with what Gilly is saying. Absolutely. If you don't want to take the wallow route, and I feel like that's why he said it, because you can see someone like his cousin and see that someone who did 20-plus years came out, seen an opportunity, and said, I'm going to get to it.
And look where
he's at.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all just don't want to get to it. A lot of y'all want to stay playing with the devil's hand. So play with his hand. Just do it in jail, bro.
I ain't going to lie.
Or you're going to die.
I'm proud of him, though. Got his own little business going. Got him a nice little car.
For sure.
You know.
He got a lot of cars.
Told you, did not look back.
He didn't look back.
So y'all think jail works?
No, not all the time.
But work in what aspect?
Because I don't think it reforms people, because I don't think it sets people. I don't think the majority of people.
I don't think that's what jail was made for.
Well, what's the point? This is my thinking. If the point of jail is to make somebody reform and then to put them back into society, why does jail not set people up to be successful in society when they get out?
Some jails do.
Some do, but not all.
Some is not the majority.
Murder was
about.
He lives there.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
You're funny.
Wait. Are there not people in jail that, like, this is their house and that's how they treat them? Because they know they're not going home?
They don't have a house to go home
to. That is their house.
That's what I'm saying. You get 3 hots in a cot.
So, if you got a young punk
you
coming in your house,
you're going to
get that discipline, right?
Listen, I think that prison has 2 different forms of meeting. One is, hey, bro, I ain't got nowhere else to go. I ain't got nobody to care about me. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nobody that will help me in my situation. They know I come from poverty, and they not helping me. They don't care about me. Mm-hmm. So I need to go here, because that's the only place that I know that I'm going to get fed and well taken care of, and I can operate in this system. I already know the rules, the laws, and regulations. I know who to mess with, who not to mess with, where to go in the pods. I can get me a little kitchen job, whatever. I'm cool. Then you got the other side, like a wallow, or ask that someone will say, hey, I made a mistake at a very young age, or at this is a one-time thing, or, hey, bro, I really just didn't mean, it was a situation I really didn't want to do that, or I don't want to do that no more, and now I'm using my advantage. I'm taking the classes, I'm getting a certificate in HVAC, or in plumbing, and as soon as I get home, I'm hitting the ground running, I'm getting myself together. Mm-hmm. Some people do that. Some people are the opposites.
I hear that, but that to me is not the majority of the cases that people that go to jail. Because even if you go to jail, unless they educate you, again, we're talking about people, you're going to jail, even if it's for a mistake, or if you're in like a position where you're growing up in an environment where you don't know that there's other opportunities. If you go to jail and they don't teach you that there's another opportunity, if you're in there for 20 years, when you get out, what do you know?
Nothing. Right?
The only things you know is what you grew up with.
World changed every year.
I think that's on them too, though.
Of course,
there's old heads in there. There should be some type of avenues that can show you a different route.
I agree. I feel like that's supposed to be the point of sending people to jail. If there's an opportunity for them to leave, like if there's not an opportunity for them to leave, I get it. Then
some people shouldn't leave, though.
I'm with you. But some people should. Some people also shouldn't go in.
Yeah, this should be
you got,
besides prison.
Now, you do have a lot of innocent people
that goes in there for
a crime they never did
for sure. Or some of these crimes are not
like
crimes.
For instance, like this one dude. So 2 white women claimed that they was by him.
Shocker.
Went to jail.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Go ahead.
No,
sorry. I ain't gonna say that. But yeah, so he was sent to jail for 44 years. That a crime he never committed. Got out, free man, 44 years later.
The world is completely different, bro.
Ain't free.
Yeah, but the thing is,
the world is completely different, man.
Yeah, it is different, bro. I'm just saying, like, when he got out and, like, when his attorney told him that he was a free man, he was like, well, those are the two women that accused you for doing mm-hmm. that, you know, 44 years ago, mm-hmm. that you lost of your life. And, yeah. And I was like, man, that's crazy. And then he was like, he said, do you have anything to say to him or anything like that? The only thing he can say was, I forgive them.
That's what's up.
I wish I might.
But like I said, he been in for 44 years, bro. That's a long time. That man probably been in there reading books, you know.
How old was he when he got out?
Boy, he was like, I think 78.
I just stayed in then at that point because what am I going to do?
I mean, he had nothing, bro.
Could you imagine going in?
And he lost like those years that he lost everybody in his family.
Yeah, four decades is crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
I went in the '80s and I got out in 2020.
In 2020, like, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Keep me in. That's what I said.
Yeah, and he got out.
I would be scared to go this year, to be honest with you.
But
okay. At that point.
But going back to the actual, so do y'all agree with Gilly?
I agree with it. I know people like that. Like, it's not a guarantee.
I mean, just coming from an OG, though. Yeah.
It gives you a chance instead of just putting you in the grave.
Yeah. I mean, he ain't wrong about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's only, it's two options out here.
Grave or jail. Yeah, if you're going to jail and you, I think more, I'll say this, because this is the last point I'll make. I think reform.
You sure?
For me. Huh? Possibly. I think reform should be looked at if you're not given opportunity. If you're not looking for it, that's a problem. Like you said, you just kind of go in there and just, you know, do your time and get back out. I think you have to want it, too. Like, that should, that responsibility should fall on you. Like, if you get in there and you, say you do 2 years, I personally feel like if you don't have that thought of, like, okay, let me learn something so by the time I get out, I at least don't have to go back to what I was doing. Right. I got a chance to do this, you know, something. Right. But
it's on the system, but it's on the person as well.
Yeah. It's definitely on the person. You have to have responsibility in how your life turns out.
Yeah.
It won't better for yourself.
Yeah, it's always up to you to make that decision, what you want to do with your life, regardless. Because, like, 2 years, bro, people think that's not a long time away. I'm just saying, like, certain people, like, he probably wouldn't think, you know, okay, I've been gone for 2 years. I ain't miss out on nothing. But you miss out on a lot.
15 minutes behind bars is too long for me.
I don't just want to be in a space with that many men around. Like, that is
2 years?
Especially, like, when they close that door, right?
They close. You can't open it.
And you just like this.
That ain't up to you.
Just looking out, looking around and stuff, and you got, you know, two big dudes behind you.
Okay, now. What?
Hold on. All right.
All right. I'm just saying, though. I'm going to pull for you.
Don't worry about it. I'll pull for you.
I want to say one more thing about it.
I
agree with the premise. I agree with the give people an alternate route. But I think you should give people more than just plan A, plan B. It's the same. I look at it as a parallel, not on the same scale, obviously, but it's the same thing as, like, if you're telling somebody's doing something and you say, hey, you should go to college. Then they go to college. But you don't have a plan when you go to college. So you're in college for 4 years.
Yeah.
When you're done with college, do you know the only thing that you learn? Damn.
debt.
I shouldn't have went to college. That's all you learned. That's all you figured
and
out.
What everybody say?
Sally Hilarious that's, is make.
That's all you learned. That's what you learned.
That's what you learned.
I spent
four years. You learned. Write your name on that paper. That's it.
You gave me 4 years to learn that I went somewhere that I didn't want to go in the first place.
And, I'm going to reach. Congratulations. You owe me.
You owe me money.
Forever.
Thanks. I should just stay where I was at. I'm going to go back to where I was at.
It ain't no guarantee that I'm going to give you this paper.
Right.
Listen,
that's what I'm saying.
It might be a handshake. You might not even get a diploma. It might just be a handshake, bro. Like, hey, bro, I appreciate you coming, bro. People loved you on campus. You know what I'm saying? That one homecoming, boy, you did your thing. You need to go ahead and get up on out here unless you got another 40. I can make some room in this dorm, but you got another 40.
Hey, boy.
I can't even do nothing with you.
Hey,
that's a good point.
Yeah, but I just think you should get it.
Hey, boy, you did good, boy. Hey, you getting good at this thing, ain't you?
Kind of. Hey, I've been talking a little bit. Yeah,
Whoa.
Poor.
I almost balled up my face.
He got a popular... He likes to talk a lot.
Jordan.
Put the window down, bro. Thanks.
He does.
Talk to me.
Oh, wow.
Nicely, though.
Can you start a family with someone you're not in love with?
Nope. Well, yeah, but you shouldn't.
You
can start a family, but you shouldn't.
Why is that?
Doesn't that make sense?
Why is that?
Because you can have, y'all can have sexual intercourse and have a baby, but you shouldn't have done it if you don't love that person.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I like when he plays devil's advocate.
I love it.
I love it. I do.
Go ahead.
Do you think, just think back to your, whatever you consider your first real relationship is, do you think your definition of love is the same definition that you have now?
For me?
Yeah, just for you.
Definitely.
So I've had to change.
To be honest, this don't sound. I've had the same definition of love since probably. I'll be honest, probably I was like 16, 17. It's evolved. Right. No, listen. The foundation of it has not changed.
I've loved the same since I was in kindergarten. Shut up, bro.
I always knew in love. The first time I fell in love, I knew I was in love.
You want to be honest or you want to lie to me?
Can I get you a flower?
Hold on.
So let me cook you real quick. I ain't gonna play with you. So you telling me, you couldn't go on the same level of dates as 16, 17.
You didn't say dates. You said love.
All that plays a part in how much you love a person.
Go ahead.
So you couldn't go on the same level of dates. You couldn't travel with this person. You couldn't move in with a person. You couldn't share the same space with a person. You couldn't have... As you grow in your intellectual walks in life, your fondness of someone else actually grows too. Ain't that on a deeper level of love? Don't your love change for a person?
It changed.
From where you was at 16, 17, your expectations of a conversation at 16, 17 is way different at 30.
Definitely.
What I'm talking to you about as a teenager is not what I'm talking to you about at 30 and what I want in life. Wouldn't that...
I agree with that.
He got him in the pot.
You know what I'm saying? 400.
Hey, 400. Boiling.
Wait, you said 350 at first. That's 400?
Yeah, that was 400.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't watch it melt. Don't burn yourself,
you know what I'm saying? Hey. So, no,
You know that slogan?
Hey.
Don't watch it melt. Don't burn yourself. Hey. You know who that is, don't you?
Anywho, so at that point, wouldn't you say that your love has changed? Or your definition of love is changed because you're experiencing different things with a person that you love.
I get that. Go ahead, Wayne.
Do you think that you can start a family with someone that you...
I almost want to...
Yeah,
What
you got to say, Wayne?
Can you start a family with someone that you're not in love with? I ain't gonna even press the button on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are the reasons that you would do that, though?
I'm just saying, like, if I bring someone to this world, like, if I make love, you know, with a female or something like that, mm-hmm. and I end up, you know, bringing the child into the world, mm-hmm. I'm going to be happy. I mean, shit, we going to fall in love. God damn, we going to do what we got to do.
But what if you're not in love with her? Is there any circumstances or reason that you can see, like, I'm not in love with her, but I can start a family with her? I could move in with her, you know what I'm saying?
We can do a little kid. Hey, you gotta make something work. Gotta make it work. I'm just saying.
This is what I'll say. I don't really like how they're answering this question.
Okay.
Because, so your answer is yes?
Yes.
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 And your answer is yes.
I say yes, but you shouldn't. I'm not saying that I would do that, though.
Yeah, because his love in the
same.
I'm gonna say this.
Do you like me? Yes or head in?
What's I'm not saying no. Anyway,
I'm gonna circle yes, give it back. If you circle no, throw it away.
Oh my God! He's talking that language. I'm just saying. I'm glad I'm not getting cooked. Calm down. Proceed.
Anyways,
anywho.
I'm not starting a family with somebody that I don't love. I'm not finna have a baby mama that I'm at odds with all the time. That's not a life.
You have to be at odds.
No, because if I don't love that person, I'm not bringing a child into this world with that person.
That don't mean you have to be at odds.
It's gonna come to that.
So was I wrong?
Why is that?
No, that's your opinion. Hmm?
Hold on. Why is that?
Why is what?
Why do we have to be at odds?
We don't love each other.
Why can't we have a healthy ground of co-parenting?
Because we don't have that common ground yet. We don't have that love for each other to bring a child into this world. So now once we do that, then we have to learn to love each other.
Come on.
Let me cook them. Go ahead. I'm going to
say something. Yes, we do.
Tell me.
We have a mutual agreement that, hey, we think it'll be beneficial for us to co-parent in a healthy space. But we don't actually have to be in love or in a loving relationship to actually do
that. What's the difference between being in love and just love? I love asking people that question. I just want to see. What's the difference?
Being in love, for me.
No. What is the difference? Just in general.
He was about to get cute. That's what he's about to do.
He was.
He was. That's crazy. He said, now being in love. For me.
It's like when you go to just fat around. That was the easiest layup in the world.
I was waiting for
you. My brownie points was going to come. What you ask me?
What's the difference between loving a person and being in love with somebody?
The levels that you are willing to go for a person.
Go ahead.
The amount that you're willing to put up or sacrifice or compromise with that person. Mm-hmm. The gratitude that you have for that person. Mm-hmm. I think all of that plays a part in being in love versus just loving someone. Like, I can love someone and not want to take that amount of different risk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Versus me being in love with someone and willing to go to the mere end with them, no matter what.
I don't like that.
That's real shit.
It is. It is. But the problem I have with that,
it's like MasterChef.
Gordon Ramsay. Hell's Kitchen.
You know what I'm saying?
What's my lamb sauce?
I'm pretty good at this, guys.
That's crazy.
What was I finna say?
I don't know.
A whole bunch of men. Anywho.
Wow, that's crazy.
I
know what I was finna say.
Okay.
I don't think there's nothing that I wouldn't. Whatever I would do for her, I would do for you.
Cap.
Please tell me how.
Cap.
Tell me how.
Cap.
Tell me how.
Niggas is
no, tell me how. Tell me how.
Ryan. I'm just saying. Ryan.
I was thought there was a monetary value on my head. So like,
I'm listening.
Hold on. I'll give him a perfect example. Mm-hmm. You washed her car.
Oh my god.
I asked you to wash my car and you said no, I gotta pay you. But no, I washed the wife's car earlier and no, I couldn't no, wash no, my no, car. No,
he said, would you wash your brother's car?
No, he cooked you.
That's a completely different situation.
No, he cooked
because,
you.
No. Because y'all weren't here. He's really
sitting here.
No. When you weren't here when he pulled up his car, it was a complete first of all. Had somewhere to be.
So now.
Whoa.
I can't give you a
call. Hey, Ryan. If I say yes, Avery. I couldn't do it anyway. He had somewhere to be.
Avery, can I say something? Mm-hmm. He has a black car, too. He wants his shiny like yours. So help the brother out.
He had somewhere to go anyway. So he wouldn't be.
It's the point that you're saying that you would do. No, you won't.
Yes, I would.
Certain things that you would do for someone that you're in love with is not the same things you would do for someone that you love.
Give me a different situation between that BS you talking about. Because I was here, Joy. He got
to keep on cooking. I'm
going to get his guy. I'm going to get his guy.
Go ahead.
I hear what they're saying. Service level thinking. Service level thinking. Starting a family. Yeah, if you have a kid with somebody, I guess that's technically like starting a family. But like, if you have like a broken home, do you consider that still a family?
No. Not so even close.
So if you have, if somebody has a kid with somebody.
Hold on. Like, let's not just drive past that. Why don't you consider that a family?
I'm just curious.
You said a broken home. Right?
What's your definition of a broken home? So before I argue this,
I'm thinking like an example, like let's say somebody, two people have. What do you say? Make love? I mean, I can't really use that because they're not in love. Let's say two people have intercourse.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say that.
That's what you were describing. But
earlier, this is in a whole different scenario.
Yeah, you're in a different. Let's say two people have sex. Listen.
I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. Let's say two people have sex, mm-hmm. right? Baby comes out. And
when?
How the baby?
Yes.
Future Jordan. That's on the go.
That's on your.
That was a go.
That's crazy.
Hey, boy,
He's back at the logo.
If we know how to get a three from you, boy,
we know how to get it.
That's half
boy.
Court.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
What's wrong with you?
But so, let's say they have a baby,
mm-hmm.
and then the dad is no longer involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that still considered a family?
No.
Why?
Why?
He's not involved. No, you said he's not involved. Like, at all.
The reason mm-hmm. I'm asking that is mm-hmm. because I feel like what you guys are answering is a surface level thing, which is two people have a baby and they both take care of the baby, so that's a family type of thing, mm-hmm. right? Is that yeah. what we're saying? I don't look at that as like a family, personally, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just like if you, let's say you adopt somebody, but you don't like claim them as like your child, that's not really your family at that point, right?
Yeah.
You work it. So I don't think it's. I think you have to be at some level of degree. I feel like you have to be in love with somebody for you to feel like you're having a family with somebody. Mm-hmm. In my opinion.
So with family comes love, and with love comes family.
Correct. I feel like you have to have both to have a family.
Mm.
Cause it's just like if somebody is like if there's a child and the child is being abused by their parents, they may not look at their parents as like, oh, I love my parents and I feel like they're family. They may disown themselves from their family because they're not.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just paint a scenario.
I like paintings.
Okay. Two people get together. One.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Quick on his feet.
Like a cat.
All right. Big two one. People.
Somebody call me. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Two people meet each other. They one is successful in a different type of lifestyle.
Okay.
Very successful.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is they doing their thing, but they're not. It's a whole different type of life of living.
But it's not going nowhere.
Right. So okay. They get together.
Mm-hmm.
And one person loves, one person doesn't. Mm-hmm. But the one person that doesn't tell them that they're not in love, mm-hmm. or they don't love the same.
Yeah.
But they continue, and they have a marriage, and they have multiple babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes out, and she says, hey, I was never really in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that he was never in love with her, or it was just one-sided?
It was one-sided. And so it wasn't... So in totality, it's not a real family, because one person, even if they're like physically present, obviously they're not emotionally
present. They're tolerating each other.
So pretty much like Two-Face Harvey, you know? Just saying, look, you got the light side, you got the dark side, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
I'm
just throwing some pointers in there. Look, you got the light side, that's love, and you got the other side, that's not love.
Okay.
You know, just throw it in there. Don't shoot it. Now flip the coin, you know. Throw it in there.
Okay, so what if the kids consider this a family, though?
That's
a false narrative.
I still feel like you're... Then the parent that doesn't feel like it's a family, is creating a false sense of this.
But what if she didn't say that it's not a family? She just wasn't in love, though.
You're tolerating the other person, then.
Right.
That's not
a family.
Yeah, that's
not a
family.
It's gonna show.
It's gonna show.
Let me cook. You don't have family members that you tolerate?
I don't.
You might not love them as much as your other family members, but you tolerate them.
Hey, I tell you this.
Yeah,
I got that.
You got
that's on my father's side. I still deal with that to this day.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't deal with family members that I don't tolerate none of my family members that I don't mess with like that. Personally, for me, there's deeper reasons behind it, but I don't do that.
I ain't gonna lie. It's kind of hard to cook when like one side of the stove is broke. His love don't change since he was 12. He don't tolerate family.
You got one stove that's hot and the other one cold. Yeah,
that's
like, cold, brother. Hey,
listen, your love not changing. That's cap.
Hey, that's y'all won't believe that's cool.
I do believe that. And I'll tell you why I believe that. That's your cap.
Go ahead. Well, he already said his piece, too. So.
Well, this is what I think. Mm-hmm. I feel like, me personally, love changed for me when I started living with somebody.
Oh, time out. So I can get my easy layup, but we're gonna let him get his easy.
That's crazy. But that is true though. That is true.
Superstar trip.
That is true though.
Call me Steph. Anyway,
throwing shots.
I feel like your idea of how to love somebody changes when you live with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because their perception of you also changes, and the way that they feel like they have to move around you also changes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what it's like living with somebody. You don't know what it's like sharing the space with somebody. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know. Then you get to see somebody's flaws, right?
Hey,
go ahead. My fault.
I'm dealing with that.
But the...
Hold on. I am dealing with that.
Okay.
Because I didn't settle down yet. I'm still.
Yeah, we know.
We know what you do.
But it's a different.
It's a different animal.
We don't love them.
Yeah, do it again.
I'm zooming in on that.
Not yourself out.
Damn, Jadakiss.
Man.
Hey. You wanted to move.
I do agree.
You know what I'm saying?
All those levels and different factors plays a part in how you...
Because you...
Look at love.
There's a difference when you're in a relationship with somebody. Yeah. Like usually when you see them, like if you're not living with them, you see them at like the top of the top, best that they're feeling all the time. I mean, there's times where like they're not feeling good and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like for the most part, you can see them like at the best of the best. Yeah. But when you live with them, and
it changes. It's different.
You see them at like their lowest. You see their flaws, and then you have to deal with it. Once you see like the flaws and stuff like that, you go through some stuff. It's hard, and then you have to work your way through that. And then I feel like when you get past that, that's when I think you get to a different level.
Once you peel the layers back.
Right. Yeah. And you go through like the struggles and stuff like that. Because you learn a lot of, I've gone through this. Me and wifey have gone through this. You learn a lot about yourself. Right? You struggle a lot. You learn so much about yourself. And then you're like, okay, am I good with myself? Am I good with this person? Is this person good with themselves and good with me? Let's get on the same page and then move forward from there. That's when I think your love changes after that.
What you spin?
I'm talking on this episode.
You ain't talking.
You spin.
That's real shit, though.
I don't think I'm going to get from this jar today, goddammit. I'm doing
you,
good.
You ain't got to, because we probably on time.
Yeah, we on time anyway.
That's
just my opinion, though.
So the question again was, can you have kids or a family with somebody that you're not in love with?
Yes.
Should you?
No, you shouldn't.
Whoa, wait a minute. Man, say that.
No, it didn't say should you.
Wait, what did it say?
Could you?
Oh. You could.
I agree. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't?
Yeah.
I can get my car
can
right
you?
Now.
Can you?
I can get my car right now and drive 9 miles an hour. I could. You probably do.
But you don't.
I don't.
No, he don't.
I don't.
Like, he probably goes 30.
He drives like a princess.
Wait. Did he not just say, you know, I ain't even going to bring
it up? Hey, do we have a tweet of the week?
Oh, sorry.
Sir.
Like a boy? Hey, what's wrong with you?
Princess.
Look,
my gosh.
He said, let me season in there.
Yeah, I hear you.
A little salt. You did that. Yikes.
Princess. He didn't have to do that to me.
He didn't.
I don't even know why.
I like your driving.
He liked it too. He said it.
Yeah, I said you drive like Princess, though.
He said it twice. He doubled down.
I'm going to read this right here.
I don't like that for you.
Doubling down is crazy. And he said he didn't even smile when he said it either. He just said it.
He meant it.
He said,
what you got to say for yourself?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. You want to say a third time? Leave him alone.
I'm going to get to that.
This is actually a question. It just says, what are you starting to dislike more as you get older? That's a very loaded statement.
That sounds like a low blow question there. Low blow, yeah. I don't know.
The same age.
Hold on, talking about low
blow.
What's the low blow?
Oh, I know you're going, nah, well, I won't even. Well,
No, I mean,
you want to go.
Where's he going?
No.
Yeah, I'm lost. Where are you going?
Well, I would like him to answer the question, truthfully.
Be quiet.
Read the question again.
What are you starting to dislike more as you get older?
Haters. Just gonna throw it out there. Just haters. That's it.
Okay. Haters.
That's not what you was going with that, but I like that safe answer. That's good. I'm proud of you, boy. You're learning. I can see. Brian?
What?
Yeah. Brian?
Mine's kind of bittersweet. Something I like and dislike is I have more responsibilities now.
Oh, man. You're right.
You know, I feel like my dad used to always tell me, man, be a kid as long as you could. And I didn't know what the fuck that meant. I had no
clue.
I was like, man, them bills don't stop.
Don't
give a damn.
Merry Christmas. You got that money.
You got that money? Hey, rent first? Hey, I need it. But
wasn't anything good when, like, Santa was real to us?
Man.
Now he's calling me Santa.
I don't even like that.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool growing up. It's cool.
Because you got your own stuff.
Yeah, like, I can make the decision on stuff that I want stuff.
You got to pay for it.
I got to pay for it all. And I don't like that.
I mean, it's part of life, right?
I only spend $30, truthfully.
You got to pay when you lay. Truthfully.
But you know how much
he's not gonna stop.
He's not gonna stop.
Is that the truth, dude? You gotta pay when you lay.
Hey.
Just saying.
Hey, how many points you got?
55.
Oh, yeah. 55. That nigga in the garden.
55.
Avery?
You're picking the weeds up. You feel me?
Hey, Avery?
Boy!
Avery.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Mine is just simple. I don't like. I hate unnecessary loud noise. Like, for real. I've seen stuff like that, but I'm not taking a shot at you, Jordan. I'm not. I'm not. Kind of, but I'm not. But anyway.
I don't like...
Now that
it is a shot. I didn't know that unnecessarily loud.
Are you loud?
Can you rebuttal?
Give a rebuttal to...
To what?
Loud. Being loud.
You want me to argue against that?
Yes.
That's a... Wait, what? You want me to argue against what I said?
Yes.
Hold on. You want me to like loud noises?
Why not? Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, hold on. I'm just saying, like, when you in the mood, when you do your thing, you know, and you don't like, hold on. I'm just saying. So you don't like loud noises? When you do your thing, just say it. Just throw it out there. You don't like it.
Hey, Jordan, go.
Wait,
go.
I know what happened.
No, hold on. Okay. Hold on.
I know what happened.
Hold on.
He used the wrong adjective.
He definitely did.
But then he couldn't. He pride took over. He couldn't say it.
It's cool.
So he had to run with it.
Like I said, I won't keep running with it. So I'm just saying, when you.
I respect the f*** out of you.
So. You don't like loudness, so you want to keep
it. I said unnecessary loud noises.
Okay. God. So you like to keep the peace around
this
the house,
nigga,
right?
Said, when you were
that's
in bed,
different than noise.
And you were doing your thing. You don't like loud noises?
I did. That's a crazy what? Thing to say.
He threw me for a loop. He said, can you give her a bottle?
And what if he don't, though? Like, now he... Oh, my gosh. That is so... You are a boy.
He's on one.
Yes, I'm just saying. Like,
say, can you rebuttal your own argument?
Your own argument. Hey, argue yourself.
Hey, boy. Don't let him do that to you no more.
I was confused.
Fight back.
I was confused.
Don't be confused, brother. I'm just asking.
You know? The one thing I don't like more now than I didn't like before is people. Yeah, I really don't like dealing with y'all. Y'all are weird. Y'all are, y'all make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Y'all give rude, me
anxiety. I ain't gonna lie.
You're rude.
Rude
you're
as
not,
hell,
you're not
God,
trained.
God damn.
Oh, you're not trained. You have no manners. You're not raised well. Your mama did a bad job.
Man,
your
like,
daddy did a bad job. Your granny did a horrible
goodness,
job.
Like,
she was.
Kendrick, calm
I'm just saying, they at the bottom of the barrel. You hear me? They at the bottom of the barrel. You feel me? Just saying. Get it together, people.
Dear Dennis, like, why are you talking to my daddy, bro?
Yeah,
rap
dad,
at me.
Leave my dad alone.
Rap
bro.
At me. Why are you talking to my dad? And you really thought that it was a FUBU show. Why would you believe that was
That's
real?
What I'm
and
saying,
he,
bro.
You just talked about him wearing FUBU. I'm going to bait you. Anywho,
anyway,
that's what I'm saying. He's getting stuff from other people.
Ryan, you
that is true. Sucks. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm biased.
Ryan.
Hey.
You wore anime shirt, but you have an anime of the week.
I do.
Okay.
It's actually not the shirt though.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's too loud.
Yes, okay. Do you think? Don't come at me, though.
You slipped away for a reason, but you know.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
A little small statement to be goes.
Shut the up. Okay, go. Shut sir.
Anyways, my anime of the week is called Megalobox. You heard of it before? You ever seen it before?
Unfamiliar.
So basically, it's about this guy. He's boxing.
Okay.
Right? He's boxing in the underground, right? And the boxing that he's doing, all of his fights are staged. So he loses all the time so that people can bet on him losing and stuff like that so they can make more money.
Type oh, shit. This is right? Just like... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So he's doing this boxing. So the difference with this is, though, these people that he boxes, they have, like, this gear that makes them, like, more agile, stronger, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't fight with the gear, though. Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called the Megalobox, is like the gear and stuff that they use when they box and stuff like that.
Okay.
So he goes and joins this tournament because he wants to prove that he's a real boxer and stuff like that, but he's going to do it without using the gear. So he's at a super severe
that sounds like a dog right now.
Disadvantage the entire time. He gets his ass beat a lot. But
yeah, I don't like that.
He got hands though. Great show.
Hmm.
And that's the premise of the show. Is he trying to show that he can box and win this tournament.
Without
at least that's season one.
On Crunchyroll?
Correct. On Crunchyroll.
I was just going to ask that. Yeah.
12 episodes.
Cool.
12. You can watch the first season and you'd be out.
Yeah. Either just
yeah.
I'm probably going to watch all of it.
Wayne.
It's a great story.
My man. What you and Brian over there indulging in for the evening? Because wind down which way?
Yes, sir. Joel got.
He should have his own theme song.
Yeah, we gotta work on that.
We gotta get you that.
You gonna get him a jingle?
A jingle, yeah. Jingle 2000, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I got you.
We got me and my brother here sipping on some Jolgot.
Jolgot.
France. Jolgot.
Okay. A little French.
Yes.
Oui.
Now this wine right here.
You wrote that art though. I hear that.
You might be an international player.
I hear him.
You've been around the world,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, little John's and Kiki Keys. I hear you, dog.
anywho, yeah. So Joe Gunt, French, and it's a little slight bitter, but it's really good taste. Like once you actually get to sipping, it's really good. Citrus flavors, really good for you, and also it's really good with vegan food. I don't know if y'all knew that, but
I don't eat grass, but yeah.
Vegan food is not just grass, bro.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh God,
you made him say that's
crazy. Oh my Lord.
It's the vegan community out there.
Oh, sorry.
Were just jokes.
Enjoy your grass.
Did you think about that as you were like, should I say it? I'm going to say it.
I already told him like three times.
Yeah, because I tried going in.
He brought this, what was that? Beyond Chicken or something like that, bro. I don't want to eat your twigs.
What the hell is green thing? It's fucking it.
That's what y'all doing. That's what y'all doing. What y'all doing? Y'all jumping me? This is what Drake must have felt like.
Oh, man.
Brady!
What?
I don't want your twigs.
I'm going to get to my song of the week, y'all, man. Mary, that's okay? All right. Song of the week. I'm going rap again.
I like rap.
Yeah, I'm going rap again, but it's not really rap. Gunna has made the best soundtrack for the summer nights. If you just want something to vibe out to this summer in the nighttime, Gunna has... I say Gunner.
I was going to say, who's Gunner?
Yeah, who's that?
Hey.
Gunner.
Hey. Go back to the Hey. Yeah. Bump that. Sorry. Edit that out.
You just stepped on my whole
We can make another one.
I'm sorry, bro.
That was the one.
I know that was
the one. Yeah. Sorry.
Anywho.
Sorry, brother.
Gunner.
God damn. I'm sorry.
Why does your voice change?
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with him? Anyways, Gunna, 101, go listen to it. Song of the Week is back in the A. Fire record. This whole album is just fire. Something really to ride and vibe to for sure. And I told you I was going to get to it. Let me go ahead and get to it. Lil Baby. Dirk, any rest of y'all in Atlanta that just can't seem to find a hit for some reason, from odd reasons, just go and apologize. Tell them that you didn't mean it. You waiting on Thug to get home too, and you need Gunna's help because y'all can't make a hit without him, and he got all of them. He has it. Hey. He ain't missed yet. Yeah. The boy came on, he ain't missed.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds on this.
Okay.
What is the correlation between... Like, why is street...
Nothing.
Why is street like...
Nothing.
So, how does that make sense?
Nothing.
You know, you get what I'm saying.
Hey, he said nothing, boy. To let you know right now.
Okay, we're going to go.
We're
going to leave right now. You have a question.
I sure do.
Song of the week.
This got a soundboard, don't you guys?
Dude. Hey, you said it like two episodes ago.
I'm impressed that he used it so fast.
Avery, get us a question so we can get it out of here. I'm scared.
Okay.
I'm scared.
This is a question I thought about. Mm-hmm. I thought about this back when I first started doing like my videos. Have y'all?
You want to shout out the YouTube channel real quick?
Yeah, the Rhythm Mice, you know, yeah. Follow that. Yes, sir. Have y'all in your adult life, have you ever let your parents dictate your decisions?
Yeah.
We've all been through that.
In my adult life?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Like, you don't do something because, like, I want my mom to think or my dad to think, but you're a full grown adult.
Okay.
Yeah, like that.
Like, well, I don't know about dictate, but would you say dictating heavily influences coincide?
Like, kind of. You don't want to do something because of how you think they'll look at it. Say if, like, we was like, well, I don't want to do the podcast because, you know, my mom going to see it, my dad going to see it, and I don't know what they going to think. Stuff right. like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, not really.
So they don't have anything to do with, like, money or anything like that?
Anything. Okay. In any of your decisions, you don't do something because of...
That's a great question.
Either they tell you not to do it or you like, man, what would they think? And you just like, oh, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, that's a good question, man.
I moved and told them, like, in the process of me, like, going to, like, you know.
Rebel child.
And then moved back and then told them, like, well, I told my dad beforehand, but, you know.
But I knew you'd come back. I'm glad you're back.
Okay, you got to stop saying
for the third
time. He's got to stop saying
that. I need to come back.
He's got to stop saying that.
Hey, I said it, though.
Make sure that you put the question down in the comments below. And if you do want us to hit a certain topic that you think we will have a good opinion on, or Wayne can make another voice to, drop that also in the comments. Support us on all socials. Y'all got anything, man?
I like your soundboard, bro.
I do too.
Just know that, you know what I'm saying, no matter what, if nobody loves you, somebody loves you. Pull from the jar, man.
Hell yeah.
We about the same. I knew he was coming.